I mean, of course, like any other field of work, any other profession, there will be times when things don't go as well as we would like them to go, and there'll be problems. So it's unfortunately a part of human life that we do sometimes get complaints, and we do find that these are good opportunities for us to get better at what we're trying to do for our patients. Overall, the picture, both locally as well as for Canton Medway, remains in line with the last year. We do find that with increasing pressures on services, sometimes there are more complaints in the system. In terms of looking at more specifically in the local area, I haven't noticed any big difference in the data that's been shared. Overall, the satisfaction rate for patients from general practice remains quite high, so that's quite promising. Of course, it's part of our job to make sure that we do our very best, and that means that any feedback or complaints we get, we need to take them very seriously. If you look at the trends, we find that the most common reasons for complaints are communication issues, and this is not surprising. If you look at the pressure services are generally under, with increasing complexity for our patients and reducing workforce, there is always a chance that the communication part of our work isn't as good as it can be. Of course, as human beings, we will make mistakes. Medical professionals are human after all. And if when we do make an error, which is clinical in nature, we always make sure that we do our best to put in place systems to avoid those things happening again. I think, yes, technology is something which will help with communication and make it better. There are certain aspects of our work which don't necessarily need human input, so where their communication could be useful using information technology. However, human touch is probably one of the most comforting things for patients as well as for staff. So a lot of this communication that we have with our patients is actually part of what we do for our patients. In terms of what we can do better, I think if you look at the pressure the system is under, if we had more resources to deal with the communication and the queries that we get from patients, that is probably the only way we could make a systemic long-term improvement, is by putting more resources into place in general practice. If you look at the number of GPs across the country, we've seen a number of qualified GPs drop over the last year. Kent and Medway, unfortunately, has been disproportionately affected by some of these workforce issues, and we have known that there's about 250 GPs shortage in Kent and Medway to reach acceptable figures. So we do have some particular issues in the southeast, but the issues are national. If we get more resources and there is a bigger workforce, that will definitely help reduce complaints and increase patient satisfaction. In terms of other things that are being done, there are now plans to recruit an extra 20,000 practice-based staff who will work alongside GPs across the country. And that is one way of increasing collaboration, having a multidisciplinary approach to treating patients. And I feel that that is an opportunity to increase patient satisfaction and provide better care to our patients.